Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Benson, and today is Saturday, baby. Happy New Year's Eve, my darlings. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's cloudy out today, but, you know, it's a nice day. 37 degrees. Can't complain about that in the windy city. Listen. It's December 31st, y'all. New Year's Eve. We about to go full throttle into a whole new year. It is 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Cobra. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gubba Rum. GubbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GubbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gubba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and Natural Coconut, which is Gubba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gubba Rum is Steve Gum. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I got some bad music for you all today. It is independent artist Love More. His single is live on today. Listen, before I get into that, I want you guys to get into this on Facebook. Use the keyword The Fierce Female when page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. All right, y'all. Y'all know I done seen something crazy. Not really crazy, because I can really understand this one. Listen. It was on TikTok, posted on TikTok, and it's also in Lifestyle Buzz Online Magazine. A Panera Bread employee refused to take a customer's order. Customers coming through the drive-thru, and there's a child on the backseat that would not be quiet. So the Panera Bread employee tells the customer, listen, I cannot take your order. You can either come inside and place your order or take do your order online. So the lady tells the Panera Bread employee, my child has no shoes on. I cannot park the car and come inside and place the order. And she says, ma'am, I refuse to take your order. And the lady says, well, this is really not customer service. And you know what? The customer had her phone. Listen, you be smart. Everything is being recorded these days. You never know. People got videos going. They are recording everything. You got to watch what they say. You got to watch what you do. Because, listen, the whole world is the IRS. The IRS and the FBI, and I am telling you, NCSI, like everybody is recording everything. You never know when you've been recorded. So listen, let me tell you this, and I'm going to get to the music. So the Panera Bread employee tells the lady, well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and take your order. Now, listen, all of this is posted on TikTok. She posted the video on TikTok, so let me tell you something. The Panera Bread employee finally takes the order, and the customer says, well, thank you. I really do appreciate that. Now, listen, y'all, let me get down to the skinny of it. Now, this is why I always talk about energy. Y'all know Mama is a trained, a licensed life coach. You know what I'm talking about up in here. Trained by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter and a journalist for Channel 32 News. She's no longer there. She trained me a long time ago, and I have the privilege of being trained by her. Now, listen. Let me tell you something. It is so important about what kind of energy you have. Because, listen, you got to be able to think on your feet. When it comes to customer service, I get it because I run a call center, and I totally understand people that call in for orders, and they got something screaming in the background, and it drives you banana nuts. Now, listen, let me tell you something. In the case of the Panera Bread employee, I would have not told the customer, I will not take your order. You know what I would have did? When you see it at the screaming kit, listen, the people, employees at Panera Bread, they know how this goes. When something is screaming and loud and you can't hear what the customer is saying, and I know you can't do this all the time, but in that case, I would have took my little torchy outside, took the customer's order, get it upward, get it down, and keep on moving. So listen, but she didn't do that. So listen, let me tell you something. I run a call center, so I understand. I get it. I get it all day long. People calling in wanting something. Guess what? They're 80 years old. They have bad hearing. Their TV is turned up to the max, and you can't hear a word that they're saying. And then you ask them to turn the TV down, and they don't even know what you're talking about. So listen, I get it, and you got to remain calm. Listen, it's all about your energy. So listen, you got to be on balance, honey. It is sometimes very difficult to stay balanced with some people because some people's energy is all off tilt. And guess what? Some people walk with a mighty big stick trying to get your balance off balance, and you got to be aware of that. So listen, that is the lesson for today. Be aware. Going into 2023, be aware that there's a lot of bears out there walking with a stick trying to get you off balance from what you're doing. So listen. I got to get on into the music. Listen. I am telling y'all, listen. I'm fired up, yeah, baby. We're getting ready to go into 2023. And listen, you got to be ready. Be ready. Be prepared. Be, you know, motivated. Be inspired. Get your positive vibes all the way up. Listen, let me tell y'all something. And then I'm going to get into the music. Y'all know mom is always turned up on 10 and 100 all the time. Let me tell you something. Going into 2023, listen, y'all, you cannot be off-cock or half-cock going into 2023. Y'all got to be ready to catch it. Listen, especially if you are a small business owner. Listen, it's going to be some stuff coming at you. I'm talking about good stuff. You got to be ready. So whatever type of business you're in, if you're making T-shirts or whatever you do, if you're making popcorn, whatever you're doing, you got to be ready. Listen, you got to be locked and loaded and ready because guess what? The blessings going to be coming down faster than what you can catch them. So listen. If you ain't ready, you're going to miss the whole thing during 2023. You're going to miss it. Listen. I got some really hot music on today. It is Love Boy. And listen, he got a smoking hot jam. Yes, he do. And listen, while I'm talking about 2023, there's a lot that's going to be going on in 2023. Listen, 2023, I know there's a lot of people, everybody got a word or something for 2023. I get it. But listen, if you want to start a new project, 2023 is the year to get it done. Listen, if you got something that you've been thinking about doing, something you've been thinking about starting, 2023 is the year to get up off your tail and get it started. Listen, that's what you got to do. So listen, let me get on down into this music. It's Lost Cause. This is independent artist Love Boy, Georgia born singer and songwriter and producer who has been on the scene for a number of years under the moniker of D. Sullivan, a graduate of Full Sail University. Yes, and see, y'all check this out. Lost Cause.
I think I got one.
I like to introduce myself.
Oh, yeah. I want to make one my mama could listen to.
I like to introduce myself.
She always asks.
When you gon' make me a CD? When you gon' make me a CD?
I got you.
Jumped out the front porch and got on the run. Mission in mind and be the best team. I'm thankful to God so many blessings. Started out when I was young, knowing I would be someone. Being guided by what I love to do, this music changed my life for more than one way. I gotta be thankful for my blessings. When I was down, you sent me a best friend. Because of you, I think I know the meaning of love. I never walk alone, you've been there all along. Footsteps in the sand, you would carry me along, yeah.
All praise to the Most High.
I'm thankful that I got you in my life. Mustard seed faith is a mighty mountain mover. All my childhood years was spent praying for peace. And then I ventured on my own and lost my power to speak.
temporary. Yeah, I know it's scary. Yeah, and when you journey in the unknown, I do it alone. Look to your left and to your right. When you fail to see the light, it's in your heart, love is bright. Let it guide and be your sight. Sigh to fall, but just don't wallow in pity. Get on your feet and dust it off. I know that fighting ain't pretty, but when you swing for that fence with a little bit of faith, something rings in your sense. Get a little bitty taste of what it takes. Sweat and tears, the fluid that reveals. Take a muscle breaking down and start the process to heal. Time reveals what it is. You gon' be alright. Keep your faith in the Most High.
All praise to the Most High.
Most High.
Funny thing about faith, man. Faith is a belief in things that you cannot see. And sometimes when you can't see no way, that's when you really got to have faith. Because that's what it is. If you could see it, you wouldn't have to have faith. If you knew you were going to be rich in 4 years, you would act totally different. Because you know in 4 years I'm going to be rich. So all you got to do, then you wouldn't need faith. All you need is patience. But God don't reveal to you when he gonna give it to you. Because that would destroy the relationship of faith. He just requires that you have the faith. He gonna give it to you. If you write it down, he gonna give it to you. He gonna give it to you. He gonna give it to you. He gonna give it to you.
Ooh, I love that. Oh, I love that. I love it. I love it. I love that. Listen, Love More is just like, he reminds me of Life Jennings, and I love me some Life Jennings because Life Jennings got some skill. Life Jennings. And listen, let me tell you this really quickly about Love More and that song. You know what? There's two people, and I love this song because at the end he's talking about faith. And let me dial back because I want you guys to really get this and hear this. There's two type of people, right? There's two type of people, those who have faith and those who do not have faith. You got two type of people. So listen, people that have faith are the movers and the shakers. They're working on their dream. They got the faith to believe it's going to come to pass. It's coming to fruition. And you know what? The people who do not have faith are looking at the people who do have faith and calling them crazy. You know what I mean? So people who do not have faith, they don't get it. They don't understand. They don't understand why you move the way you move. Listen, people with faith and people that are working on their dreams, but you know, but in faith, they move a certain way. They move mountains. Let me tell you something. People that got faith are some ferocious folks, and they are folks that's on fire because they will move a mountain. They will move a bridge. They will move whatever they got to move to do what they got to do. Listen, let me tell you something. There can be a mountain in your way, and I'm telling you, a person with faith and that's working on their dream, they will go around that mountain. They will take an axe and chop it down, do whatever they got to do. Listen, I'm telling you what sky I'm doing. And people that don't have faith will be sitting there wondering, oh, when is that mountain going to move? When is that mountain going to move? What are we going to do? I don't know. I don't know. So listen, you got two kinds of people, and Love More makes it so clear. I would rather be on the side of the people that got faith and is working on their dreams and they're doing what they got to do. And, you know, sometimes, listen, people with wisdom and discernment, sometimes you got to know when to be patient, when to stop and wait. Listen, see, there is a difference. There is a difference when you're sitting and waiting and you're in a prosperous position and you're waiting on God. You're waiting on God to say go. So, listen, you can have a dream. You can have things that you want to get done and you can have goals in mind. But sometimes God will say, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. See, God is a God of timing. Sometimes you can be moving in the wrong timing, and everything will be going all crazy, one-sided, all upside down, because guess what? You're not moving in God's timing. God's perfect time. So listen, you got to have ears to hear in the spirit. You got to know when to move, because listen, when you move in the perfect timing of God, everything goes smoothly for you. You'll meet the right people. You'll be able to get it done. That's not to say you won't have challenges. You still will have some challenges. So listen, you got to understand when to move. And when God says wait, you got to sit there and you got to wait. Guess what? But when you're waiting, you're supposed to be praying, waiting on God, when he's going to say go. Listen, and I'm telling you, if you get up and jump ahead of God, you're going to have so many problems, you don't know what to do with yourself. So listen, I am telling you, I love this song by Love More. It is hot, 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 hot. And listen, honey, I'm just about out of time, but listen, I got some more. I got one more for you. Listen, y'all, check this out. I'm going to go with Jill Scott along with, because you know what? when you're moving ahead of God, see, when you move and you're not moving in God's time, you're moving ahead of God. See, listen, God has a certain timetable. Lord, today, Jesus, God has a certain timetable for every individual. And if you get ahead of God, you're going to be doing just like Jill Scott, what she's singing about. You're going to be taking a long walk. It's just like the children of Israel. Good God, from saying. It's just like the children of Israel when they were walking, 40 years in the desert, right? They were walking 40 years. But guess what? They were not supposed to be walking 40 years. They were lost in the wilderness for years, humming and complaining. Listen, let me tell you something. If you are a person that complains, hymns, and haws all the time, you'll be walking in the wilderness longer than what you're supposed to be there. The children of Israel walked in the wilderness for 40 years. They complained about everything. Listen, that wilderness experience was not supposed to last for 40 years. But guess what? You know how the children of Israel were. They were just so hard-headed. They were stiff-necked people. And listen, they were God's people. They were stiff-necked people. And I am telling you, it is a bad thing to be stiff-necked. Listen, let me tell you something. You can be a stiff-necked person. And I am telling you, it's just like you're walking with concrete feet. People that are stiff-necked, they got concrete on their feet. And I'm telling you, it's just a hot mess. Listen. Move in the timing of God. And if you don't have wisdom, you can ask God for wisdom. All right, now let's do this. Let's do a little bit of a long walk. Listen, so y'all, don't take no long walk. Don't take no long walk. Don't go through the wisdom. Don't go through the wilderness. Don't go that way. Okay, so listen, this is a little bit of Jill Scott, a long walk. Y'all check this out. Don Kenise, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivate.